Injection was the number one category on the OWASP list for over a decade. In 2025, it sits at number 5. That movement isn't because injection is solved. It's because parameterized queries, ORMs, and framework-level escaping have genuinely reduced the prevalence of the classic failures. But injection still covers the largest family of CWEs in the top 10, with 37 distinct weakness categories grouped under it, and more real-world CVEs than any other category. Cross-site scripting alone accounts for over 30,000 CVEs. SQL injection, 14,000. So let's talk about what injection actually is, why it still matters, and the newer frontier that's emerging. At its core, an injection vulnerability occurs when untrusted input reaches an interpreter, and the interpreter treats part of that input as instructions rather than data. That interpreter can be a database query engine, the operating system shell, a browser rendering HTML, an ODAP directory, or a template engine. The pattern is universal even when the target technology changes. The classic case is SQL injection. A Java application builds a query by concatenating a user-supplied value directly into the query string. An attacker supplies a specially crafted value like, or 1 equals 1, which turns the query into one that matches every record in the table. Instead of seeing their own account, the attacker sees everyone's. More dangerous variants modify data, delete records, or invoke stored procedures that give the attacker administrative control over the database. ORM injection is a close cousin. Hibernate's query language, HQL, has fewer dangerous functions than raw SQL, but it still allows unauthorized data access when user input is concatenated into query strings. Blind trust in frameworks is a common failure mode. The ORM isn't the security control. The parameterization is. OS command injection is equally dangerous and often worse. An application passes user input to a shell command. The user appends a semicolon and a second command, like cat of the etc. password file. The application runs both, because that's what shells do. An attacker gains access to sensitive system files or a shell. And there are many more flavors. NoSQL injection against MongoDB-style databases, LDAP injection against directory services, expression language injection, OGNL injection, template injection. Each has a different payload but the same root cause. Cross-site scripting, or XSS, is its own huge family inside the injection category. Untrusted content reaches the browser's HTML parser, and the browser executes the injected script in the context of the victim session. 30,000 CVEs and counting. Now, the newest frontier. Prompt injection into large language models. When an application forwards user input into a prompt for ChatGPT, Claude, or Gemini, the user can attempt to rewrite the prompt's instructions, exfiltrate other users' data, or cause the model to execute actions the application didn't intend. It's not yet its own OWASP top 10 category, but it shares the family tree, untrusted content reaching an interpreter, and the interpreter treating it as instructions. OWASP now maintains a separate top 10 specifically for LLM applications, and prompt injection is at the top of that list too. So how do you defend against the injection family? A few patterns that apply across every variant. First, parameterize everything. Prepared statements with bound parameters for SQL. Parameterize interfaces for ORMs. Never build a query by string concatenation. The interpreter needs to know which parts are commands and which are data. Parameterization is how you tell it. Second, use safe APIs. Avoid the interpreter entirely where you can. Send data through an ORM or a high-level query builder instead of writing raw queries. Third, validate input on the server. Positive validation, not blacklists. Define what's allowed and reject everything else. This isn't a complete defense on its own, but it reduces the attack surface. Fourth, for outputs, use context-aware escaping. HTML context, JavaScript context, URL context, and CSS context each require different escaping rules. Your template engine usually gets this right by default, but only if you let it do the work. And for LLM inputs, treat user content as data within the prompt, not instructions to the model, quote, or delimit user content clearly. Use structured prompts that make the trust boundary explicit. Injection moved down the list because the obvious defenses have become widespread. The category is still there because the variants keep multiplying. Parameterize, validate, and escape. The rules don't change. Only the interpreters do.